This session is for transmutation. First, we will ground. Take a deep breath, inhaling through your nose, holding, and exhaling through your mouth. Take another deep inhale through your nose, feeling the energy move throughout your body, and exhale through your mouth. One more time, take a deep breath, inhaling through your nose, releasing tension, relaxing, holding, and exhale. Imagine a white time capsule, and in this capsule, you can put in anything you want. Actually, more than one thing. And it will transform it or transmute it. So let's put in three things. First, something that you would like to bury, get rid of, or change. Imagine putting whatever this is into the capsule. Second, put in something that you would like to plant the seed for yourself, for your future self, or based on something you want in the future. Put in the seedling for this future energetically and intentionally. And whenever you're ready, put this in. And the third is a mystery to be revealed later. So imagine whatever needs to be done and put into this capsule. Now, once you are done putting the things in, see yourself bury this time capsule in an apple orchard with many apples growing and hanging from the trees. Bury the capsule between a couple trees. There's also inside many fruits, such as lemons, oranges, and limes. And as you look around this fruit garden, there's a shop on this land. Head there, and inside, there's a room with clocks for sale. In this room, there are many clocks on the walls with different shapes and designs and colors and sizes. Look for one that sticks out to you and gets your attention. What color is it? What shape is it? And why do you think this stood out to you? What makes it unique? As you note the answers to these questions, look more carefully at this clock and see that this clock and none of the other clocks have hands. They are also not numbered like a normal clock. Instead of having the normal numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, there are just 8s. There are 12 8s instead around the clock. As you look intensely at this clock that stood out to you, the wall the clock is on opens up and reveals a portal. Go to this portal, which allows you to be in space. And in this space, I invite you to do some self-discovery and listen to your intuition. This space is timeless, and while it's not even clear where this space is, in the background of this space, there are many lights flashing and changing colors, and there are many symbols spread throughout. These symbols seem energized and appear that if you approach them, you can transform and benefit their energy, particularly as you walk over them in space. Some have visible labels near the symbols, and one of them is labeled anxiety. So walk over to this anxiety symbol, whatever that looks like to you. It looks like some triangles, and as you stand over it, the angles or vertices become smoothed out and become circular, and the symbols underneath your feet start spinning clockwise. And as they spin, notice any anxiety or tension you've been holding in get sucked into the symbol, releasing from you and refreshing you. Take a deep exhale through your mouth to aid in the release. Whenever you're ready, look at the symbol labeled health. It looks like there's a bunch of circles. Go stand on this symbol and notice the symbol includes multiple circles, spinning clockwise and shooting green light upwardly, then blue light and white light as it spirals up into you and through you, spreading this light energy to all of your cells, your aura, and your energy field, recharging you. Take a deep exhale through your mouth to help this energy process. There's a third symbol on the floor that stands out. It looks like a dumbbell. A couple shapes connected with a line, and it's labeled relationships. Stand here and notice that one of the shapes rotates around the other clockwise and spins. And as it spins, it's relieving tension, relieving expectations, and releasing you from energetic relationships that do not serve you. Allow this to release with a big exhale. Know that this room, this time and space, is available for you to visit. There are other symbols we have not specifically visited in this session, but whatever you can create and imagine and see, you can use in the same way that we have just used these three. You're reminded that this is timeless as you slowly turn around and head out of the portal. On your way out, you notice the shopkeeper. He hears you thinking, "What time is it? Do I have time for all of this?" He replies to your thoughts. You are time, and time comes from you. Time cannot exist without you. If you ever feel like you don't have time for something, simply remember that you are time and time comes from you. And so it is. Going back through the room of clocks and back out to the fruit garden, you see the time capsule is sticking out from the ground. So go to the capsule and open it up. It appears that all three things you put in have changed. The first thing, which was something you wanted to get rid of, see what it is. Appreciate and see what it has become for you, whether it's a message from the past or a complete change in your relationship with this thing or something else. And when you're ready, look at the second object, which was a seed planted for your future self. See what shows up here, or if it was a symbol, or an object, or a message, or a reminder, something to do. Appreciate it and soak it in. Finally, open the third compartment of the time capsule and see what comes to you. Take a moment to understand and appreciate this. It's okay if you don't immediately understand. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But just notice what it is and show appreciation for it and all these changes that have occurred. Set your intention to remember whatever you need to remember and to understand whatever will come through in the future. And whenever you're ready, take a deep inhale, hold, grounding yourself to this garden of fruits in transformation and transportation, exhaling and remembering that you can transmute anything with your intention and attention. And open your eyes. Thank you.